Hey Cam, well, welcome back. What a way to come back, actually, with the Laval Rockets scoring twice in the first period. Proves your value out there. I thought you were a really confident player out there.
Yeah, I felt good tonight. I was preparing pretty hard for this game, and I wanted to have a good start. And scoring your first shift is a nice way to start the game. But I was trying to shoot the puck more and be good on the right side of the puck and the little details like that. So I was happy with my game tonight.
Is this a way for you to stay involved in the play, playing on your toes like you did on the first goal, being really active with your stick? Is this some stuff that you've been working on recently, if it was in Trois-Rivières or here with Laval?
Yeah, I've been working on it probably the last 2 years. They've been kind of harping on the stick on puck, so I've been, you know, trying to be active with that and stops and start and stopping on that play. I was able to get a stick on it and put it in the net, but like I said, I was just trying to shoot a little more tonight, and it worked out.
I thought that you really had a good night with your two teammates on the on your light today, Fortin and Ducharme. Is there well, what could be for you that what was the main reason behind all this this chemistry tonight?
I think we were just ready to go from the get go. All three of us have a lot of speed. Forts can really skate, and so can Douche. And we were trying to use our speed all night and play simple and hard, and they're both great players, so it was fun to play with them tonight.
All right, Ken, thank you.
Julian, you're up.
Okay, I know you've played a handful of games for all three levels of the Montreal Canadiens this season. I'm just curious, from your limited time this year with the Laval Rocket, what have been your impressions of the atmosphere of the Laval Rocket locker room and the environment that's been in place this season?
Yeah, we're super fortunate with what we have here. Our locker room and just the arena we play in, you know, we take pride in that, and we come out on the ice, you know, each game and know what we're playing for, you know, the logo on the front. So that's important for us, but it's a first-class organization, top to bottom, and I'm fortunate to be a part of it.
We know that, obviously, with the way the Canadiens are playing right now, they're in a position where they're trying to stock up and get better. Even though the American Hockey League is where you're at right now, and we all know a lot of players want to get to the NHL, how important is it to be in some kind of locker room where things are going your way and things are more positive?
Sorry, what was the question?
How does it feel? Well, not how does it feel, but why is it important to be in a winning environment, or an environment that's at least more positive?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think, I mean, it starts with, you know, coming to the rink every day. I think here in Laval, we have a lot of great veteran guys in the room that set the tone and set the right example, you know, each day. And there's a lot of guys who've played in the NHL in that room and know what it takes to get there. So for a young guy like myself, I'm trying to take as much as I can from a guy like Belzy or Borky. Those guys you look up to, and obviously you want to be in the NHL one day. And it's just about the everyday preparation and the details with how hard it is to make the next step.
Last question for you. I know there's still a handful of games left in the regular season, but do you already get that sense that the guys in the locker room are already thinking of the playoffs?
Yeah, definitely. I think that's what we stressed this week is kind of seeing, you know, playing Syracuse as a mini series. We play them three times here, and we're treating it like the playoffs. You know, tonight was a good step for us, but we want to, you know, really hammer home on the next two and play the way we want to, and kind of get geared up and ready for the postseason.
Thank you.
Thanks, Julian. Thanks, Cam. So I'll come back with head coach in the next few minutes. Jérémy Vinclair, flash out dans les prochaines minutes.